Economists have long noted that since the 1980s, America has become an essentially wartime economy, whether or not a war was taking place. Pentagon spending, while not a majority of the federal budget, has grown to the point where defense industries are critical to the prosperity in communities all over America. From the contractors that serve bases, to the companies that develop high-tech weaponry and systems for the Pentagon, to the companies that manufacture portable meals for the troops, it is a half-trillion-dollar annual stimulus to the U.S. economy. If it goes away, well, a hint of what that might mean came in the U.S. GDP figures yesterday, which showed that the U.S. economy contracted in the last quarter of the year, largely due to reduced federal, particularly defense, spending. With more cuts on the way, either in orderly drawdowns or in the dreaded sequestration automatic cuts, who's worried? Well, joining us now, Cord Sterling, Vice President for Legislative Affairs at the Aerospace Industries Association. He joins us with Michael Heil, President and CEO of the Ohio Aerospace Institute. Cord and Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So, Michael, let's talk to you first. The cuts are coming, whether it's sequestration or just standard sort of budget cutting that's definitely on the block in Washington, D.C. over the next 4 years. How do you think you're going to be affected?
My sense and my fear is that in a state like Ohio, which is a major center for military, aviation, and aerospace research and development, that those cuts will hit particularly hard. And my concern is with those cuts, the investment in research and development will diminish, and that'll have a big effect on the contractor community, particularly in Dayton, Ohio, which is home of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which is really a leading center for military aerospace research and development.
Is there an argument, though, that maybe we need to pull away from R&D and aerospace in the military sector and move it over to the civilian sector, that we can't indefinitely spend money on the Pentagon for these kinds of R&D projects?
I think that there could be an argument made like that, but I think there's also an argument that our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines deserve the best technology to maintain their lead for future conflict. And often the investments in military technology, because the military is at the leading edge of high-tech systems, they will take risk and embrace new technologies like jet engine technologies that will eventually find their way into the civil sector.
Michael, finally, how many jobs do you think are affected in the state of Ohio based on the worst-case scenarios you're looking at?
I've seen some estimates that 40,000 or more jobs are at risk across the state of Ohio. And I've also seen estimates that there's just over 100,000 aerospace jobs in the state of Ohio. So it would have potentially a very significant effect on our economy here in the state of Ohio.
It's Michael Heil, President and CEO of the Ohio Aerospace Institute. Also with us is Cord Sterling, Vice President of the Aerospace Industries Association. Now, Cord, we should say you're not exactly a detached observer here. You definitely have a dog in this fight, right?
That is correct.
All
in
right.
Terms of our membership.
Indeed. Well, with that in mind, this is an enormous stimulus program nationally, the Pentagon budget. And if it goes away, as we've seen in the GDP report yesterday, if it begins to go away, that is going to have direct impacts on industries and economies around the United States.
Correct. In fact, the estimate is somewhere around 2.1 million jobs nationwide will be lost as a result of these cuts. Now, that's not just the Pentagon. That's also the cuts across the board that happened to some of the civilian agencies. And I think it's also important to remember that the cuts aren't due to take place. They're already taking place. The Budget Control Act has already taken $487 billion out of the Pentagon's budget. That's what you see now starting to trickle into the economy with the news that came out yesterday, with the economy being in a contraction and military spending being a key element of that contraction. So the cuts are already taking place. Sequestration, another $500 billion to the Pentagon budget, is just the second part of it. So if we're already in contraction as a result of the first round of cuts, I think you can see the damage to the economy that the second round of cuts will indeed impact.
But let's turn the argument around, Cord. I wonder how you'd respond to this. I mean, what you're describing is a nation addicted to Pentagon stimulus and Pentagon spending. Wouldn't
not
it be better? Well, wouldn't it be better to pull? Hold on one second. Let me just finish
the. Down dramatically.
Cord. Let me just finish. Wouldn't it be better to pull away from defense spending and defense industries and move over to the civilian sector now than do it 10 years down the line?
The discretionary budgets, those which are going to be sequestered, the Pentagon together with all the domestic agencies, they are less than half of the federal budget today. The bulk of the federal budget is over in the mandatory spending, the entitlement programs. So you've got the Pentagon, which is roughly 19% of the federal budget. You're including, you have things like the overseas contingencies in there, the operations that are taking place. And then you have on the domestic discretionary side, whether it be the Department of Education, Department of Justice, or others, you've got another equivalent amount, around 17 or 18% there. Together, they make up less than half of the federal budget.
How much of what the of what is done among your 370 defense contractors, how much of that could be done as a civilian R&D effort or a civilian aerospace effort or a civilian product development effort? Does it all have to be for the defense industries?
No, much of it already is done as part of the civilian, but much of it is also part of the defense. Those which are some of the more leading, cutting-edge technologies, the things that we need to provide our forces with the military equipment to be better than anybody they go against. This is a very prominent part of what our strategy is as a country and what, as an industry, we strive to do is provide the best equipment in the world so that the forces that their lives are protected to the greatest extent possible.
All right, Cord, before we go, I'm doing the math here. From your perspective as the Vice President of the Aerospace Industries Association, Pentagon budget minus $500 or so billion dollars over the next 10 years equals a recession based on what you saw yesterday?
It equals, based on CBO estimates, based on other economists' estimates, everything points to the impact of sequestration leading us into another recession.
Cord Sterling, Vice President of the Aerospace Industries Association, thanks so much. Also, Michael Heil, President and CEO of the Ohio Aerospace Institute. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.